All right, post game, Casper has a story. Go.
All right, so yesterday was a good day. I feel like today, for the most part, is a good day too. I strained my back while I was trying to stretch it. Had to take a painkiller in the middle of the day.
Well, that sounds great.
But I made it. I made it. Came and did the show. By the way, quick thing about painkillers. You know, drugs impact people differently, obviously. Mm-hmm. I never understood, like, some people have a predisposition to being addicted to certain things. Luckily, I don't have that. But, like, I remember when I first had my nose job, they gave me a painkiller. And I was like, oh, I bet it's going to feel really good. But it didn't feel good. Like, I didn't feel anything. I just didn't feel pain. Mm-hmm. And so, luckily, with this painkiller, it's the same thing. And I use it very sparingly when I strain my back, which has been happening often. But I'm doing stuff for it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not ignoring it. I've been doing physical therapy exercises at home. I bought a TENS machine, which is, like, electrotherapy, which only helps with the pain. Like, whatever. This is a side story. Okay, so, but yesterday was a good day. And I decided that I'm gonna try really hard to not be cranky.
Okay, ooh, I like this non-New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Resolutions, they don't have to be just for New Year's.
Like, I'm gonna try to stop feeling things.
Oh, that's not.
No, I'm kidding. But like, no, more importantly, I'm just not.
I'm gonna be like the Chinese ambassador.
No, I'm just not going to sweat the small stuff as much. I need to be better at differentiating the big things and the little things.
Agreed.
Okay.
As Bush used to say, I do some big things, I do some little things.
No, he said,
why was that?
I'm the decider, and I make a lot of big ones, and I make a lot of little ones.
Oh, you're right.
That was
you're
one of my
right.
favorite Bush
you're
quotes,
right.
It's so
oh,
stupid.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. No, my favorite decider quote was, if my job had a title, it'd be decision maker. But your job does have a title. Fairly clear one. Okay, anyway, yes. Yeah,
So I've decided that when you try to have a positive attitude, good things just happen. Or at least you recognize the good things more, right? I've decided this. No one knew it before.
That's because you're the decider.
I'm the decider.
I agree with you, by the way. Largely agree with you.
Yeah, and it's hard. When you're in a funk, it's hard to like shake yourself out of it and try to be positive and then notice all the good things around you. Okay, so Aaron Wysocki's in town. I think he's already flying back, but he's
coming in right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Commander of the Armies of the East is en route to Rebel headquarters.
He's great. I love Aaron. And so we had dinner last night. Drove him to my place.
Oh, super fun.
Yeah. So
did you slow cook for him?
No, we decided to go out to
dinner. Did you fast cook for him? Oh, we went to dinner.
We went to dinner, but that's a huge part of the story. So he wanted to see my place, showed him my place, and then we went to a pizza place like nearby.
Oh, wow. He went all the way out there to the boondocks.
I drove him, yeah. Okay. Like he came with me after work.
Wow.
It's not the boondocks.
Okay.
You're the worst. Okay.
She lives in Arkansas.
I don't.
Drives in. Okay.
Okay, anyway. So something really lovely happened. So as we're waiting in line to order our pizza, an employee there approaches me, and he was so nice. He like introduced himself and said, you know, thank you for coming. And I'm like, man, the customer service at this place is awesome. And then when we're seated and we're eating and just in the middle of conversation, he kept like coming by and making sure we're okay. And I'm like, man, this guy is excellent.
No, he recognized Aaron from one of the old school episodes.
He did. So Aaron was wearing
Hold on.
Aaron was wearing a Young Turk shirt, and I had my famous power bun yesterday.
Okay.
And it took me a while to realize it, but once he showed up with a free dessert for no reason, I'm like, he knows who I am.
Yeah.
And it felt so good.
But doesn't that happen to you all the time?
No.
Really?
I'm a little bit of a hermit. So
yeah, that's true.
So I don't really go out as much as I used to. I like to go home after work, and usually Christian has to pressure me to go do things. But also, what I liked about the interaction was I got it. Like, I got that he's a viewer and that he appreciates the show, but he didn't make me uncomfortable about it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there have been incidents where, like, I remember one time I was at Target and someone yelled, like, at the top of their lungs, like, oh, it's Anna from the Young Turks! and I got super uncomfortable because guess what? You might like me and I really appreciate that. But a lot of people also want to murder me based on the comments I get. Mm. So I immediately get nervous and I don't want that attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. And also I'm in LA. So if you say that's Anna from the Young Turks, who knows like who's probably going to misinterpret that as something that it's not. You see what I'm saying? So like that's not the, please don't do that. And so it was lovely because I felt the appreciation. I then appreciated it like back. And I don't know, it was really nice. And for the first time in a long time, I was like, I'm a little proud of what I do.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. So, yesterday I went to downtown, and if you don't live in LA, which obviously most of you don't, downtown is a nightmare.
It is, yeah.
And so, and I went at 6:30 after the show in the heart of traffic. And so let's understand all the different things that are. First of all, I was going to a hotel, but there are two hotels with the same name in LA in diametrically opposed places. So first, my navigation was leading me towards the wrong hotel, the other one with the same name. Oh, for Christ's sake. Then I turned around, and there was traffic was totally blocked up here. I don't know, it must have been an accident or something.
Yes.
So there was the blocked up traffic, went the wrong way, turn back around, run into downtown traffic, which is miserable. And then I get there, and downtown, it's impossible to park. And when you have to go around the block, there goes another 10 minutes. Okay, because you have to traffic
yes.
to get to the right place.
Yes.
So I got to my meeting 45 minutes late. Like, I'm stressing out so much, okay? There's a couple of cool parts to the job, right? And then there's a lot of super stressful parts. And for me yesterday, it was a terribly stressful day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna do a pet peeve in a second. But the cool thing was, since I was already like, I happened to be on the phone with Kyle Kalinske talking about a couple of things. And I was like, Kyle, I'm stuck in traffic anyway. So we actually wound up talking for a good amount of time and talking about, mm-hmm. you know, what we think about Syria and the different players involved, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that's kind of cool. I like that we have a lot of smart progressives in our network, and it's neat
mm-hmm.
To, you know, be on the same team, et cetera. Anyway, but I got to the hotel, and I got a valet because I got to go, and it's downtown and yada. And I can tell when someone recognizes me by how much they smile. So mm-hmm. when I get the, that means, okay, Young Turks, thank you, appreciate it. And so he's like, no, we're not. You're not getting a ticket. You're gonna come back. You're gonna, and I'm gonna get your car for it. Okay.
Oh, a man of God.
Yes. So at those big hotels in downtown, I mean, that just saved you minimum $20.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So that's sweet. That's great. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. And and he said what a lot of people say, which is the very best part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, thanks for representing us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what you do is important. And thanks for sticking up for our community. And so he happened to be black. And that's neat, man. That's just great. Mm-hmm. That
I feel like sometimes that's the only thing, for me personally, that keeps me going. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
in the darkest times, getting those messages and having those interactions keeps you strong, keeps you going.
Yeah, a couple of times I talked to African-American viewers who say, look, you didn't have to do it, but you guys choose to defend us, and that feels great. And that feels great for me mm-hmm. to hear that. So anyway, at the end of like a super, super stressful LA drive mm-hmm. to get that, you know, nice note was really wonderful to hear. Thank you guys. And sometimes at restaurants, yeah, if I get like ridiculously good service, I'm like, here we go. Tick, 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 tick. They're like, so I watch the Young Turks,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Which is great. Just say it. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. So, and on the other hand, the other valet guy also had like and then he opened my trunk, and then I was like, hey, what's
Why
up?
Did
what's
he open
up?
Your
I think 99% reason is because he thought I was checking in instead of going for a drink.
Oh, okay.
Right? Uh-huh. Yeah. But it seemed like that dude seemed to recognize me, but not in like a good way. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I feel like I had a bigger point to make, but I've lost it.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
Yeah, because it seemed like it was set up to something else, right?
Yeah. Do you want me to bring something else up?
All right. And then I'll remember.
Okay. So there's this new thing, relatively new thing, although I didn't know it was a thing. I was just doing it because of how my schedule works. But intermittent fasting, do you know what that is?
You began to tell me about it. I think Haas talked about it earlier. That's why I stopped listening.
No, but it works. Okay, so intermittent fasting.
Oh, I got a plan, by the way, and I'll tell you about that. Not the thing I remember, but go.
Okay, so intermittent fasting is not a diet, okay? It's a lifestyle change. And I know we've heard that a billion, hold on, don't laugh at me. All right, I know we've heard that a billion times before, and it is a diet. It's like no carbs or only eat meat or whatever. No, you get to eat what you want, although you should eat healthy for the most part. But the way intermittent fasting works is there's different options or different methods. So one method, which I don't like and I would never do because I wouldn't survive, is, you know, you eat one day and then the next day for a full 24 hours, you eat nothing.
Which,
no.
I'm laughing at you because I respect you.
Okay, but that's not the only way you do it. Another option is to fast for 16 hours. So, so that's the one that I've been unintentionally doing.
Uh-huh.
And like, because I noticed at some point, like around 27, I started to lean out a lot. And I didn't know why. I'm like, why am I leaning out so much? I was running and stuff, but I've kind of stopped running because I messed up my back. And I'm still pretty lean. Like, I haven't gained weight.
And that's the same problem I have. I'm like, I am leaning out too much. I should do a different diet.
So, you know how people say breakfast is the most important meal of the day?
Oh, I have a friend who believes that is total horseshit.
It is.
And he has a PhD in cell biology, so he's... So he has pretty good basis for it.
He knows. Okay, yes. Breakfast is not the most
important.
I don't eat breakfast. Like, the thought of eating breakfast for the most part kind of grosses me out. Like, I have
no
appetite.
That's weird and un-American.
Okay, hold on. I don't have an appetite in the morning. I never have. No, that's a lie. I used to when I was much younger, but I'm not hungry in the mornings. So I usually don't eat until noon, unless on rare occasions, maybe a little sooner than that. But basically, the other method for intermittent fasting is a 16-hour period where you don't eat, right? I want you to try it. I really do. Jake, just please. What is one thing you really want me to do? Tell me what it is. Let's do a trade.
That I want you to do?
Yeah.
I really don't care that much about your life.
No, I know you don't care about my life. First of all, let me just be clear. I care about you. Okay,
that's
why. And I had a conversation with Aaron last night about you, and it put fear in my heart. And you need to get healthy. Like, you need to get healthy now.
Agreed.
Cenk, you've got to stop working out.
Hear you on that, brother. Okay, so, all right, Anna, I'm just kidding around. Of course, I care about your life and well-being, et cetera, but not enough for me to fast 16 hours a day.
No, but you don't have to fast during the day. Think about how much time you sleep. How many hours do you sleep a night?
6 hours and 15 minutes on average.
Boom. Okay, 6 hours. Let's just say 6 hours.
That means I then don't have to eat. Then I can't eat for another 10 hours while I'm awake.
And you can do it. So 5 hours before you go to sleep, don't eat. And then for another 5 hours after you wake up, don't eat. No, but...
No chance.
Just try 0%. It. 0%. Please try it.
No, it's less than zero. Okay.
Oh, come on.
But I will give you. I'm going to go in the other direction, and then I'm going to come towards your direction. So hold. Let's have a ride. Okay. So a friend of ours was telling me about Harvey Levin because he now knows him better. I'll leave out all the details. So Harvey, who runs TMZ, apparently is mental about his well-being and his health and his looks, etc. And we've now decided he's a dick because he's a huge Trump supporter and covers for him, but which I didn't know before. But to be fair to Harvey, apparently he's 70. Holy cow, he looks great for 70. I know, I can't believe it.
Human growth hormones.
Okay.
He has to be taking human
hormones. Well, first of all, that might be the case. I don't know. I have no idea.
I want to take human hormones. Where do I get right. them?
I want to take, I like human growth hormones. No. None of that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but he said one of the keys to his success is that he works out religiously every morning, but he has to get into work really early as well because we're on the West Coast and the news is based on the East Coast time. Mm-hmm. Apparently in the celebrity world, everybody gets up early. I don't know. Anyway, so he wakes up at 3:30 in the morning.
Nope.
Okay, no. To work out every morning. And he strictly eats like
anti-inflammatory
really pale,
foods.
Like kale kind of stuff, uh-huh. Okay, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I was like, in that moment, I've never been happier to be fat. I was like, oh, thanks God, I've made all the right decisions in my life. I was so, like, to the degree to which I would rather be overweight and deal with the consequences of that, including not looking as well, rather than having to spend my life waking up at 3:30 in the morning to exercise for a couple of hours and eating only kale. Oh, no, that's a no-brainer. Harvey, congrats, you look great at 70, I won't. Okay, deal, I'm done.
Okay.
There is a middle ground, I know.
Yeah, of course there's a middle ground. No, I wouldn't wake up at 3:30 to work out if my life depended on it. Like, mm-hmm. It's over, I'm done. I'm dying, right?
Okay.
But, it's not about how you look. I don't know if you know this. Like, I don't think anyone really cares about how you look. Maybe you do a little bit, but for me, like, it was I was
really
confronted, like, for the first time, like, for real, I was confronted based on the conversation I had with Aaron that, like, you could die one day. You know what I'm saying?
And I got news for you. I will die one day.
No, I know. But, like, from a heart attack, prematurely, like, yeah. You've got to do it now, right now.
So, a couple of things here. First of all, I don't know whether to be encouraged or discouraged that my looks are entirely irrelevant. I'm pleading guilty to being too good looking. Okay. I assume that it's, yeah, I'll go with, yeah, that's good news that my looks are irrelevant. That's a relief. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now on to the important thing, the health. No, look, the one thing that I was good at, we'll get back to right immediately because I think this is super important, is frequent checkups. So at least once a year, especially at my age, and I think I've slipped past the year this time. So I will go to the doctors and make sure I get a checkup because that you don't want to mess around with that, okay?
Okay.
And as I've told you guys many times on the show, I have the strongest checkups, okay? I am the most physically fit talk show host in the history of talk show hosts. Okay, no, seriously, I raided my doctor's medical office and took my records. no. Luckily, 222 so far so good. Mm-hmm. Health is actually good. Mm-hmm. And there are not too many troubling signs given my body weight. That is surprising, right?
Yeah.
And but it can catch up with you, and it can catch up with you in a hurry. So I know that. And so you might be fine one year, and the next year, oh, sick there, you fell off a cliff, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not in... even though I made the prediction that people are going to tell me to stop working out, I have to confess, hadn't had me yet. My timeline on that has been a little extended. So I know I'm pushing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, and I'll sure, I'll scare the hell out of you first before I go to any kind of semblance of good news. I sometimes think of Sheryl Sandberg's husband.
Oh my God.
Do you guys remember what happened there? Mm-hmm. So he's also successful. Executive, he did was the head of SurveyMonkey, fairly successful polling organization now, and they were somewhere, and he was working out on a treadmill. I forget if they were at a hotel or in their home or whatever, and he was right around my age, and he had some weight issues too, and boom, had a heart attack on the treadmill, fell, boom, dead. So man, that's scary, and so that scared me off of treadmills, which then. Did more damage. Okay. Anyway, now here's my battle plan. Mm-hmm. My battle plan is after I stop being so busy, and I assure you that I am tired.
Oh my God,
of it.
You're setting yourself up to fail. This guy, like I stop being so busy, okay, so you're never gonna do anything. Come on.
That reminds me of what I was gonna say before, the pet peeve, which I'll get to. I realized, I gave a speech here recently at a meeting for the company. I talked about the TYT values internally, and one of them is the world is solvable, and I can help solve. Okay, and so I believe that about this company. I believe that about progressive politics, and then I realized I had an epiphany the other day. And soon you too will get to the point where you're like my wife and you start doing eye rolls about my epiphanies. where I thought, no, weight and health is eminently solvable. I just don't have time to solve it. So when people now tell me about the paleo diet or the fasting diet or the Jim Jablowski diet, I gotta be honest with you, I just totally tune it out.
Oh, come on.
And I'll tell you why. Hold on. I'll tell you why. Because when I put my mind to it, and that's why I made that silly prediction I did earlier, because I know that when I put my mind to it and I believe and I really put it as a goal, you know me on goals.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm gonna do is there's a thing called Google. I'm gonna read everybody's different diets. I'm gonna read like scientific research on it. And I believe like there's so many people who are full of shit on different things. But the reason I believe the world is solvable is because logic matters. And you can figure things out. And if I read enough on it, I believe that I am going to figure out what is logical. So I do believe that there are certain things that make a big difference that I'm not aware of, that doing those things, whether it's fasting for 16 hours or it's eating before you work out, whatever, there's a million different possibilities, could actually make a significant difference while you actually eat a similar amount of food.
Do you
see what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Do you drink any calories?
Not too bad, but yeah, I'm sure.
Just cut that out. That's easy, so easy.
Oh no, I'm totally lying. I thought you meant mainly alcohol, and I don't drink that much at all. But
no Coke.
I do a lot of Coke.
No, come on, Cenk. Like that's 10 pounds right there minimum. Get it out. You don't need that.
No, it's worth it.
No, it's not. It's not it's worth it. Oh my God.
It's so good when it hits.
What are
the
we
lips.
Gonna do? Like, what? This is now. I'm panicking. I'm like in panic mode. You have to do it right now.
Right away. Well, now there's like two. Now my daughter, I don't know where she got it from.
Don't you want to walk your daughter down the aisle one day?
Okay, take it easy.
No, I'm serious though.
Take it easy.
You got to take care of yourself, Cenk.
Take it easy. Okay. Not yet. I'm too busy. Hold on. So she picked this thing up where she goes, Baba, you have to do this right this instant. Get out of here, squirrel. Where'd you get this right this instant stuff? Okay. Last thing. My new pet peeve, which is understandable given what we've been talking about, my schedule and all that stuff, and how I have to actually do less, right, is people who tell me that I did not do their priorities quickly enough. And it's because you're the only person in the world. And so I'm sorry that I didn't stop the 800 other things that I'm doing to cater to your needs. So there's a person, I definitely will not get into details, but who wrote me an email today demanding that I do something. And I'm like, and I just lost it. And I, you know me, I'm normally very diplomatic, and especially on email form. But I was like, no, I'm typing this and I'm sending it, okay? Wow. And I was like, sorry that I did not, work based on your schedule and your demands, because I didn't know you were demanding it and that I must do it. I'll get right on it. I was whatever, right? And you know what they did, of course? They wrote back an angrier email, which I only read the first sentence. And then, funny enough, appropriately enough, I didn't have time to read the rest because I had to prepare for the fucking show and then get on air and do four shows. And let alone all the other things. But he writes back an email about like, this should be your highest priority. Fuck the fuck off. I know, dude, you're the fucking center of the world and you should be my highest priority and everyone should. And then they get all offended like, oh, what are you like so important? No, dick, I just work 16 hours a day, every minute of the day, But you wouldn't know that because you're probably a lazy fuck. Yeah. And so get off my ass about how I have to do your shit immediately. Mm-hmm. Can you see how it's become my pet peeve?
Yeah, yeah. And I, look, I understand it. I don't think I could ever understand it to your extent because you are, you're a tank. Like, I don't know how you live, right? I couldn't do what you do, but I also have had that experience a lot, not with colleagues, luckily, but or anyone I've ever worked with, but more with family members. Mostly family members who are already retired and forgot what it's like to have to work a lot, you know? And so it's very frustrating because they make you feel like you're a piece of shit when you're not. Like, you're just.
No, that's the thing. Like, that's why you, my wife, everybody, like, you guys think I'm a workaholic and I just keep wanting to work at this pace. This pace is, and guys, like, I love being on air because that means I don't. Like, even though we're doing stuff, but post game's old school, it's my respite. It's like the best part of my day other than hanging out with my kids. Because otherwise, as soon as I get off air, I have 22 minutes before old school, right? I should have gotten off air earlier because there's no way I'm going to get the stuff I need done in 22 minutes. I have 17 things to do. After I get off of old school, oh, fuck, I have like 30 things to do. And every day, 7 different people are yelling at me that I didn't get it done fast enough. Okay, mm-hmm. And then so it's easy for like people to say, oh, why don't you do less? But if I do less, then I'll have 27 people yelling at me on even more important issues. What the fuck? Why didn't you do that? You're the worst, right? So that pressure is unreal. Mm-hmm. And so so that's why I'm saying you guys are wrong. You think I want that the rest of my life?
No,
I fucking daydream about sitting in a cafe. It's real. I want to get there. Mm-hmm. But there are certain urgent things that must be done right now. We don't have a choice.
Yep.
So I believe, I hope that we're going to get to a point where it doesn't have to be so urgent all the fucking time and that we can grow big enough to have more people doing those things, et cetera. But right now, that's not the situation we're in. And when I get there, mm-hmm. and I am endeavoring really hard to get to that point where I actually, it's not, guys, it's not just the 12, 15, 16 hour work days. It is every minute of every day. Mm-hmm. The intensity is unreal. So if I get to like a place where I'm working 10 or 12 hours a day without that intensity, it'll be nirvana.
Jeez.
Okay, mm-hmm. And so I'm desperate to get there.
Okay.
And when I do, yes, I will take care of my body and do the research and get healthier.
Okay, you gotta do it now. I wanna help you. Tell me how I can help you and I'll do it. I want you to take care of yourself. That's it.
Okay. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. All right, guys, I'll see you in old school.